very exciting day for, I suppose, me personally and my family, friends and supporters, taking over from John Campbell. It's a big undertaking, but look, I'm biting at the bit to get going, to be honest, so I'm really looking forward to it.
This gives you a couple of months running as a councillor before the local elections that take place in May, and one of the main challenges you now have will be to go in front of the people in your own right in a matter of months.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose I get a couple of months to get au fait with the position, to go out and meet the people. I'm already, I suppose, dealing with the issues on the ground. I've been meeting with, I suppose, constituents in terms of the bread and butter stuff that a county council deals with in terms of grants, LIS, housing issues. But also, hopefully, I'll get the time to sit back and look at the more strategic issues at a county-wide level. And I suppose for the municipal district of Donegal as well, that I get time to work on that. But look, yeah, look, there's an election coming up in May, and I'm very much focused on that as well. And we're going to get out the next couple of weeks on the ground and do our clinics and go out and meet the people. And please God, everything will go well in May. And I'm very hopeful that, well, John did a lot of work over the 8 years. People respected his honesty and his integrity. I'm hoping to mirror that in a lot of ways.
You're working very closely, obviously, with W. Thomas Pringle, and there's talk of up to 11 candidates across all the areas endorsed by Thomas Pringle in this forthcoming election. It's a new model, as it were, for Donegal, independence, but united to a certain extent. Is this something you believe is going to be significant in the election and, more importantly, after the election?
Yeah, look, to be honest, it was probably one of the determining factors for me that John was going back into this coordination role. We had Thomas there sitting TD, and there was this strategic focus on a grouping of, I suppose, like-minded independents. Still independent candidates very much in their own right. We would definitely differ on some views, but we can come together and work together for our communities. I think it's an exciting model. I think it's a model that could be mirrored or copied in other constituents in other counties. For me, it was one of the determining factors of coming on board, knowing that you have John Campbell there in the background and Thomas, over 24 years combined experience at council and national level in politics and in government. So it's something, I mean, I call John on a daily basis on issues. I can lean on that experience and that knowledge, and very quickly I can deal with issues. So look, for my constituents, for the people who hopefully will be voting for me, they're getting a great bang for their buck. You know, they're getting very experienced councillor of 8 years and John, and they're getting myself biting at the bit to get going, active on the ground. And I'm looking to do my best for the people of Donegal Municipal District, and that's my focus going to be for the next few months.